You're listening to Barter with Christine with your host, profit improvement expert Christine Radovich. Listen live at a new time slot every Tuesday at 4:30 as Christine talks with business owners on how to increase cash flow and grow profits. Now, here's your host, Christine Radovich.
You're listening to the Barter with Christine show. I'm your host, profit improvement expert Christine Radovich. If this is your first time listening, this show is about helping business owners grow and succeed through the use of professional trading, or bartering, as you may call it. Not stock market trading, rather it's trading products and services that you have in exchange for what you need without paying cash. Now, if you've ever traded through an internet site or social media platform, or even with your neighbor, that was probably done outside of a professional network. And that would be what is called a one-on-one trade. Maybe you knew the person, or more than likely, you didn't. And one-on-one trades can work out well as long as both parties feel the exchange was fair or equitable. But often the case is someone online is asking for your car or your truck in exchange for their old leaky boat or maybe just some old rusty tools. The trades are hardly fair and someone ends up feeling shortchanged. Or if it was a service for service exchange, maybe the job was poorly done or not executed properly or in its entirety or came with red tape. You get the picture. And if this happened to you, don't let a negative experience deter you from one of the best things you can do for your business. There is another way of trading professionally that is fair and equitable, and that is belonging to a professional trading association such as Atlantic Barter, a large network of business owners, all of whom trade on a dollar-for-dollar basis using a currency system called trade dollars. Now, I apologize if this comes off sounding like an infomercial because my intent is to introduce you to this business strategy and allow you to hear from business owners like today's guest explain to you how this strategy has helped their business grow and succeed, and most importantly, preserve their cash. Even with having over 20 years in the industry, which, by the way, is an $8 billion a year industry, it's important to not just take my advice, but for you to hear the success stories of small mom and pop type shop owners and larger businesses with close to or maybe even over 100 employees directly from their mouths. Now, I often say it's what you don't know that you don't know. And just think about that for a minute. When was the last time you said, "Wow, I learned something new today"? And what was that feeling like when you gained new knowledge? Empowering, right? Now, I'm a sponge for information, so I enjoy learning something new every day. I'm continually on webinars, reading books, watching videos of tutorials, and asking questions of people that excel in their fields, soaking up as much new information as I possibly can. So when you are exposed to new information, it then becomes, what do you do with that new information, right? You can choose to store it in the memory banks. Maybe you will even forget about it, or you can become empowered by it and effect change. There's another option, too. You can share this new information with others that may need it. Now, the universe works in mysterious and wonderful ways. We are sometimes put in the right place at the right time, and if only for an instant, you might meet or interact with someone that has information that either you or someone else you know can use. I don't mean to digress before I introduce today's guest, but I want to give you a quick example so you can know how to connect the dots. I don't believe in coincidences. Things definitely happen for a reason. You never know who will be placed in your life, whether long-term or short-term, and what you will learn from them, whether good or bad. When it's good, it can be great relationships formed that span decades or even a lifetime. And even when it's bad, there's always lessons learned, right? Okay. So yesterday, I just wanted to share this with you because I felt this was really neat. Yesterday, I was placing an order for something online, and I caught an error in the math when the site calculated my total. The website's program just must have had a wrong formula in its coding. I know how to do math, and it was wrong. So this prompted me to call the company to let them know so I could be billed correctly for my order. Now, the customer service rep could not have been nicer or more helpful. 5-star service rating all the way around. And by her accent, I asked where she was from. And it turned out to be Jamaica. Jamaica man. So I developed a conversation with her. Conversation ensued, and we just connected. So now I have a new acquaintance, and I learned something new from her about an entirely different topic, totally unrelated to the company she worked for. Now, at the time, I just found the info interesting. But later in the evening, I did some research about what I learned from her and found out much more great information. It was about an herb, and I had never heard of this herb before that she told me about that's used in other countries. And being holistic, this was fascinating to me, and I knew this could help people if more people knew about it. Well, later on last night, I learned about a friend of mine that needed to hear about this herb for medicinal reasons. Now, I'm not sure what will come of my sharing this info with my friend. I'm hoping that it will do wonders for her. But I think the universe works in many ways we may not understand when we are present in the moment. Just being a conveyor of that info may have been my purpose and could have been the real purpose behind that telephone call that I placed. Think about that for just a minute. Okay, so that was a little spiritually deep, but my point is this. Be open and learn something new because you never know if it's meant to help you or someone else you know. So here you are listening to this show right now. Perhaps you landed on the radio station accidentally, and maybe you're not a business owner and will have no direct applicable use for what you learned today. But maybe someone else you know might need this information, especially if they're struggling for new customers or trying to figure out how to stretch their dollars to meet payroll. So with that said, let's get started. Today's guest is a small business owner, a self-employed visual communications artist from the Big Apple who has utilized this strategy for quite a few years now. Luis Roja, I rolled my R, of Good Artwork, welcome to the Barter with Christine show.
Hi, Christine. How are you doing? Thank you for inviting me on your show. My name is Luis Rojas. Thank you for rolling the R. My company name is Good Artwork. Yes, we're located in the New York City, the Big Apple. We specialize in graphic design and printing. So basically what we are is a one-stop shop for our customers. Our slogan is, from concept to reality. If you have an idea, we'll help you flourish it to become a reality. And that's what our company does, is to help customers establish themselves, whether it be a clothing company or a bank. Our services will help you gain a visual identity for their customers.
I love that slogan, from concept to reality. It is so true. So, Luis, out of all the different types of products and services you offer, what do you prefer to work on the most? Because you do printing, you do logo design, you print T-shirts and, you know, brochures. There's a lot of different areas that you work in. So what do you prefer to work on the most?
Oh, great question, Christine. I love to work on logos, especially if it's our first time with a customer that is brand new, because I learned that it's good to educate someone that's gained their feet wet in the business. So the best way to have their introduction to the business world is to have an identity, which is a logo. A logo will help you get established. A logo will give you presence. It'll give you a professional look. It'll give you a brand identity. So
I was just going to ask you, what is the importance of having a logo? Because I see many companies without them, especially smaller business owners. So what advice do you have for smaller business owners who do not recognize the importance of having a logo?
Oh, that's another great question. Yes. The importance of having a logo, especially if you're brand new, is to get out there, to have an icon. It's your business card to the business world. And even if it's not a business, if you have an event, it's an identity. So if you have a repetition, which basically what branding is, you're going to have an identity that people will associate your company with or your organization with. That's the importance of having a logo.
Right, and I would think that it would make a business look more professional, you know, other than just having a, you know, name and a phone number and, you know, just trying to be in business and not doing it the right way. I think bigger companies look for more well-established companies, so I think it denotes a certain level of professionalism. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I totally agree. It also creates a great first impression. So if you also have a great brand loyalty. Eventually, you will have an established amount of customers that will identify with your company. And what a great way it's with your logo. We out here, we don't realize this, but we see over 3,000 pieces of advertising or logos through a day, in a day. And it's important because you always remember that mark, whether it be, especially as the Giants, you'll see a Coca-Cola, Pepsi, your identity right away, their mark.
So explain that. I think that's a great statistic, I guess. Over 3,000, are you saying we look and see over 3,000 logos a day?
Yes, and possibly
subliminally.
Even more. Subliminally. Mm-hmm. Possibly even more where you're located, especially here in New York City. It's advertising everywhere. So you have basically 2 seconds to hit that mark. And if you see advertising, you walk down the supermarket, you're plastered with logos, and you'll remember it because down the line you might not need that paper towel, but you know what? You saw that logo, you saw that paper towel logo, and you'll remember it. I'm going to need that paper towel next week or tomorrow, and that's
right.
Basically what advertising helps with the logo design, especially when you have new customers. You want to help them get to that level. And with proper branding, you could.
Right. I always see on the internet sometimes those games where they show like all the popular logos, but they don't list like the name of the company, and you have to identify them. Like, of course, everyone can recognize the Golden Arches as, you know, the big, and I'm not going to mention their name because it's not a paid sponsorship here, but, you know, everybody knows what the Golden Arches refers to, or the Crown, you know, for the fast food eateries. So you can easily identify them, and I think that's just from years of advertising and how long they've been in business. I mean, it's just definitely something that doesn't go unrecognized.
But it started somewhere.
I think there's a level of consistency there, right? It creates consistency.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's what branding is consistency. It's a stamp. It's the identity. And your company is that mark, which is very important. You need to have a mark in order to be saying, hey, that's my ID picture right there of your company. So
right.
It's important to have that.
So what makes a great logo?
To be honest, simplicity. The simpler, the better. Sometimes less is more, they say, and that's important in logo because you only have a certain time to capture that visual into the customer. And if you don't, if it's too detailed, you're going to lose them. You need to have it simple. If you see the major logos, you just mentioned the arches. How simple is this? Two French fries, and you remember what their company is.
Is that what the arches are, two French fries?
That's what it is. It's two French fries.
Oh,
okay,
I never knew that.
The original restaurant had those two arches already. So using the original restaurant, they created that, but they said it's two French fries, two. The spaghetti fries, they call it. So
that's interesting. Well, you're the right person to talk to because I know how much you enjoy your logos and your fonts, and you have an eye for detail because I've worked with you before in the past, and I pick up on that. You just have a passion for this. But speaking of your work, I know that you're definitely what I would say is cutting edge, and being in New York City, I think that would be a benefit to your company. Have you, and you know, New York being all the celebrities and major companies up there, have you worked on any project with anyone or any company well known that you can mention to the listeners today?
I thank you for asking that question too. My very first professional job, well, believe it or not, it's one of my favorite team, the New York Mets. And
wow.
It was a student project when I was in college, my professor, he gave us the opportunity to work with a person. He was helping us. He needed help creating a brochure for his summer camp for the baseball for the kids. And I jumped on it right away when my professor asked, anybody wants to help me out with creating a brochure for the New York Mets? I'm like, why not? That's my favorite team of all time. So it was a dream to work with that. And that was my very first professional job, even though I was still in college. But it helped me out to get basically my feet wet, because I didn't know nothing what to do. And I learned right away from that one job. Designing wise, I knew how to do that, but I also learned how to do printing. So you have to know about how to create specs so I could print properly. It was a special design. So the fold had the image overlapping. It was one image folded in half, so the fold has to be properly. So that's one thing also I learned about production as far as design work. And that was my very first job, was the New York. That was a dream come true. But then since then, I was lucky to work with other companies, banks, clothing designs. It's a fun gig. I honestly say, what I do, it's a hobby that pays.
And I know you print shirts, so you've done some shirts for some musicians up there, right?
Yes, I have done for musicians. I have done for corporations. I also have done for events. I also help
Cancer Walk.
Cancer Walk, you name it, we probably have worked on it. So organizations need help with T-shirts, and T-shirts are great marketing. It's a walking billboard, if you really think about it. If you have a T-shirt and you walk around, or you give it to customers or people, they'll wear it. Sometimes when we do orders, we'll help out. Like, for example, I have a customer that does a cancer work every year, and I will help out set up the tent afterwards, like just to me participate, donate, be a volunteer. And it's amazing to see if once somebody gets a T-shirt, they'll put it on right away, because they feel like they want to be part of a show, part of an event, and that's what the T-shirt is. It's a great advertising piece.
And I'm not famous, but you did create the logo for the Barter with Christine show, and I absolutely love it. So if you're listening today, go to www.dbam.com and check out the program schedule. Find the Barter with Christine show, and you'll see some of Luis's work. We have to pause for a short commercial break, but when we get back, we are going to talk about how barter has been implemented into your business and how it has helped you grow and succeed. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned, and we'll catch you on the flip side of the break.
Jim, your restaurant looks great. You have a lot of new customers.
Thanks, Dan. Things have really turned around.
What changed?
I joined Atlantic Barter, one of the area's oldest and largest barter exchanges in the Mid-Atlantic region. They really helped me grow my business.
How did they help you?
Well, through them, I traded restaurant meals in exchange for things like advertising and pest control services. They saved me thousands of dollars already.
Do you think my business could benefit?
Absolutely. The painter I used on trade to paint my restaurant picked up a cash job from one of my customers.
That's great. I need new customers.
Give them a call at 302-654-5650 or visit AtlanticBarter.com. They work with all kinds of businesses.
I'm calling today. I definitely want to save some cash. I don't know why I haven't done this before.
Be smarter, think barter. Visit them on the web at AtlanticBarter.com to build barter into your business plan. Call 302-654-5650. That's 302-654-5650.
You're back listening to the Barter with Christine show. I'm your host, profit improvement expert, Christine Radovich. And today's guest is Luis Roja of Good Artwork in New York City, a visual communications artist. And he has been a member of Atlantic Barter for quite a few years. Luis, did you realize you've been a barter for 7 years, since 2015 now?
Yes, and I'm still in awe that it's already 7 years since we've been in the barter business together.
Right. So what was it back 7 years ago that made enough sense for you to give it a try, despite never having heard of organized barter before?
Well, wasn't exactly. When I first met you, you told me about the barter business, and I was thinking about it. It takes me back to my for example, the idea of working with that Mets project, which wasn't a paid job, but guess what? They gave me tickets to the game.
And that was a barter deal.
It was basically a barter deal without even knowing. So that, when you first told me the idea about the barter, that's the very first thing I thought about. And then it was a great way to also meet other people. And eventually I met one of my best customers through that project. Now, when thinking about barter, I was thinking about, wait a minute, it's a great way to expand my services too. There's times that, like, we're busy, but then we have actually have some slow time that can help us out, generate new business. And what better way with barter? Like, for example, you helped us out with connecting with new businesses and established businesses, and 7 years later, we're still doing business with those companies. And I wouldn't be able to have those new customers if it wasn't through the barter business.
Right. And earning that additional revenue stream in our currency, which is called trade dollars, and I might mention that all transactions are IRS approved, but that all those transactions are dollar for dollar, so you're not losing any value, and you're actually able to gain retail value for what you sell and shop at your wholesale cost. So with that being said, what has been your most memorable barter purchase to date?
Most memorable purchase today, which was quite a bit already, but I would say is we used our barter to get vendor space at your events, which helps us basically pick up new cash business, and we pick up new business relations with customers. Because as we stated before, we also sell T-shirts. I have also a side business selling T-shirts. And through these events, I was able to sell T-shirts at a cash price, but I used my vendor, my barter dollars, to rent out the space for the event.
That's right. And if I recall correctly, that was a huge event in Philadelphia. You obtained a hotel room when you came down to do that event as well at the time. So that really just kind of conserved your cash flow, I would say, right?
It helped out tremendously because through barter, I also got the hotel. And also, I needed to pick up a cake, and I picked up one of the cakes in Wilmington, too, from one of your barter members.
Right. And, that's always a plus when you can dine or eat on trade. So through the years, you've done a lot of business for a lot of our members. And so is there anything in particular that kind of sticks out to you as far as a neat project that you worked on through barter? Other than my radio show, of course.
Well, I was able to help out the members. For example, the cake business. So when I brought the cake, ended up doing a project for business cards. And that was so fun because that doing that little project taught me about their business. And that's a good thing about, let's say, doing the projects through barter. You have different kinds of businesses, whether it be landscaping, whether it be window services, or in this case, baking goods. I get to learn those businesses, and I enjoy working with that because it's something new, something different. And it gives me an opportunity to actually get more familiarized with different businesses, which helps a lot. And I work with everything. I truly enjoy every project we had. So I cannot say I could have one particular favorite one, but doing those cards taught me a lot about the baking industry, which I didn't know, which to me was fun, actually.
It's got to give you a certain amount of pride or pleasure seeing your creations plastered on a business card or postcard, or even better yet, a T-shirt, and people walking around wearing your designs. Like, what does that do for you, like, internally? Is there a certain level of gratitude or pride that exists there?
It's basically the coal that feeds the engine. It gives me, when I walk down randomly in the street and I see someone wearing a product that I made, it gives me energy to keep going, because people wearing your product or people using your work, It's gratitude tremendously. Yes, it makes me feel humble that, you know what, someone needed my help and they applied it. So it's like knowledge. You could gain as much knowledge as you want, but if you don't apply it, it's going to be useless. So if I could help somebody create something and they use it properly and they gain results from it, to me, that's the best. The best customer is a repeat customer, because that means they had a succession already.
Right. And that's the biggest compliment.
The biggest compliment, a reorder.
Well, with just a few minutes left in the show, I'd like for people to reach out to you if they have a project that they need done, or if you need a logo created or brochure designed. Luis is incredibly talented. If you need T-shirts done, he's your guy. So how do they get in touch with you, Luis?
Call me directly. I'll give you my phone number. You can reach me directly at 347-672-6723. And you can reach me at, also, if you want to send me an email, a little visuals, you can reach me at luis@goodartwork.com, goodartwork.com. We're in the process of actually going to get the website fixed, and we're going to actually use it through Atlantic Barter. You guys have a great web design mm-hmm. that's going to help us create a new website, and we're going to use our trade dollars for it.
I know you recently had a big problem with the coding on your website, so we're going to get that fixed for you because
right.
I told you, hire somebody on trade to fix that problem. So great way to spend your trade dollars on a business-related purchase. And, do you have a Facebook page for Good Artwork?
Currently, we're going to fix that up also. We have an Instagram. It's Good Artwork at Good Artwork.
Okay.
Twitter also, that Good Artwork. So.
And you can always find Luis through Atlantic Barter. If you're an Atlantic Barter member, you can certainly utilize his services if you're an existing member. If you are not a member of Atlantic Barter, I encourage you, visit the website atlanticbarter.com. That's Atlantic like the ocean, and barter is spelled B-A-R-T-E-R. And that's .com. If you would like to call us and schedule a free consultation with me to find out if barter is a good fit for your business with our Professional Trade Association, I would love to speak with you. Call me at 302-654-5650. Luis, I want to thank you for being today's guest. It was a pleasure speaking with you and learning about your creative genius and everything that you do. I'm so thankful to have you as a member, and we value you so much. So thank you for being here today.
No, thank you, Christine. I appreciate it. I appreciate you giving me time to speak to you on your show, and I love it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, hopefully you learned something new today. And if you did, retain that knowledge, but more importantly, share it. And as I like to say at the close of every show, be smarter, think barter, save your cash. And I will be here next Tuesday at 4:30. So tune in then. Bye.